Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Mpumelelo Zikalala, founder and director at Zikalala Pty Limited. A very good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon to you, and also a very good afternoon to your listeners.
And so good to be talking to you again. So the background story for today's chat is more U.S. states and cities are forcing companies to disclose wage data to improve equity. But it's not a complete solution to closing wage gaps. And California has become the latest U.S. state to force employers to publish detailed information on salaries in an effort to clamp down on gender and other wage gaps and boost fairness for workers. So, Mpumelelo, what is your take on this?
It's a good initiative to have, especially if you're going to look at it within the context of South Africa, saying you then have an Employment Equity Act, which then says when you're going to employ someone and you have to remunerate them, if you treat them in a fair manner, do you make sure that they get paid more or less the minimum wage, but secondly, wage which is not discriminatory or which is based on someone's purely on their talents and education and not on any race or gender. So I think it's a good initiative in which I think even South Africa has to adopt at some point in stage, especially to those companies which are going to trade with government and to say, in order to receive any funds from us or to receive any business from us, let's see whether you are adding on or you are supporting the transformational agenda that we want to achieve as government. The only way to do that is to then allow individuals or force those companies to disclose what type of employment equity do they have within their entity. However, it must be noted that the contracts between the employer and the employee is exclusively for them. So they agree, and there's a bargaining tool which is there in terms of saying, if I'm going to be employed by a company A, I'm going to say you must pay me 300,000 rand on a monthly basis. If not, then I'm out the door. So it is purely a private contract which then takes place. However, it's not an exclusive one in the context of South Africa. It's one that says also becomes cognizant of the type of laws that are applicable, like the Employment Equity Act and other applicable legislations, just so that you ensure that you don't unfairly discriminate individuals based on their gender or race or similar stances.
Are any companies that you're aware of currently disclosing such information?
Not locally,
it's in South Africa.
Not necessarily to the public, but definitely when it comes to your tenders. If you're going to submit a tender, they want to disclose, they want to know, for example, your BE11. And one of the things which I looked at when it comes to BE is the type of employment or the race or the gender numbers that you've employed. However, what it doesn't look at, though, is the salary amount the wages that individuals get. I've never seen a tender document which would request such. So it may be that for now it is purely on a numbers perspective, how many do you have, and not necessarily how much do they get paid. However, there have been cases where employees and employers have taken each other to the equality court and said, look at my counterpart who do the exact type of job. We have the exact type of qualification experience, and someone gets 2,000 rand wages which are higher than mine. I've asked the entity or the company to explain to me why is that. However, they haven't provided me with a justifiable answer. And I think this type of discrimination is not fair at all. It's actually unfair. Mm-hmm. And if you provide relief, they can be able to offset or bring in equilibrium in the manner in which we are treated. So on that basis, that's the only stance in which our laws have been able to come into this factor.
I wonder, just as you were talking, I was just thinking about it, I wonder if in the US benefits and perks, etc., are also disclosed, because that makes up a total package, you know, not just the actual salary scale. So, yeah, because overall you'd be looking at what do I get, medical aid contributions, pensions, etc., you know, fuel. I mean, that would be a huge one, huge perk. I wonder how people would just feel about it in South Africa.
I think it would assist, even though I think within the context of South Africa, the secrecy that you have around it is the one that would cause a lot of controversial entities or maybe employers to then say, why are we being treated differently compared to our counterparts? What the cost to company expenses, for example, they're so huge and vast between the two individuals that one of actually wonder what makes this person better than I, so that they're able to get all the perks that are there. But I think another thing which helps to assist us is the disclosure of your financial statements, for example. Then if you have meticulous employees and unions who are going to sit down and say, let us look at these financials with a fine comb, and let's try and benchmark ourselves approximately what each employer would get. Another thing that would help is that unions are largely involved in wage negotiations, so they would know exactly how much top management is getting, and they'd also know how the individuals are getting, but at the lower scale. But the difference would be within the top management itself, what are the salary variances that are there and what actually justifies them? Is it a matter of pure talent, a matter of education or qualifications, or is it just a matter of saying, we want to fit you so much in this particular entity that we are going to dangle a carrot in front of you? And one of those is to make sure that we get a higher salary than everybody else. But it would be interesting to have that type of study so that you can see the wage gap between the two.
No, it would be. I mean, particularly if you think about salary bands, you know, and you on a particular rate and there's a minimum and a maximum to that band, and you discover that your coworker's earning three times as much as you, and yet he's on the same band. And yeah, I can imagine this potentially could lead to a higher turnover of staff and could have a dire impact on the company's salary bill as well, especially if they have to level out the salaries. Yeah?
Definitely. And I think it would come to a point where it wouldn't even be profitable for the entity to exist. So at the end of the day, they would need to find a new way in which to compensate those individuals. What could assist, though, is a performance-based type of process or remuneration process. Because if you have your basic salary and then you simply add on based on a number of or the effort that you're able to provide and the result that you're able to produce within the entity, certainly that would help. It would help greatly when it comes to government, because I don't think we'll find any issue to cut to service delivery. People will have clear objectives that are going to be set. And if you don't achieve those particular objectives, then we're going to pay you the minimum wage or the minimum amount which is applicable to you. However, if you are able to provide something which is extra and able to excel in the job that you are doing, well, then let's compensate you for the work in which you are doing. And some may even argue that this level of or the low level of service delivery that we're getting now is precisely due to that, because people are not compensated for doing jobs or doing work which is extra or doing something which is extraordinary, so that they're well compensated and rewarded for going the extra mile. However, it's something that needs to be looked at by government, so that at the end of the day, us as taxpayers are given what is due to us in terms of the taxpayers, the tax money that we pay, and also to the service delivery which we would expect to receive from our government.
A very interesting discussion, this, and I think open to many debates and issues, and if you'd have to amend your employment contract, if you'd be forced to disclose the information. Mapumelelo Zikalala, founder and director at Zikalala Pty Limited, thank you so much for just giving us a bit more insight. A very interesting discussion indeed.